New York Teachers Receive Eligibility Credits for Learning How to Indoctrinate Students. By Spencer Lindquist on May 6, 2022. Teachers in New York State can receive credits needed to maintain their employment status by attending events hosted by far-left activists that teach educators how to indoctrinate their students. Teachers in the state of New York must undergo 100 hours of training to fulfill the Continuing Teacher and Leader Education (CTLE) requirement, with some credits available for attending politically motivated sessions hosted by the Brooklyn Public Library. Teachers can gain 1.5 CTLE credits from one left-wing training called Intersectionality in Practice, Supporting Children and Families with Multiple Marginalized Identities in Early Childhood Programs. Scheduled for May 26, the training is set to focus on a variety of topics, including microaggressions. The description explains that participants will explore how to use a framework of intersectionality to create school climates that are affirming and welcoming for students' whole selves, including intersectional identities such as race, ethnicity, gender, ability, faith, LGBTQ+ identity, family structure, etc. The training will be hosted by the Brooklyn Public Library and run by Dave Edwards. Edwards is a member of the board of the Minnesota Transgender Health Coalition, an organization that gives out free needles for transgender individuals and even offers to help them administer their hormone shots. Edwards is also the founder of Gender Inclusive Schools, a leftist organization that is dedicated to pushing perverse perceptions of gender in schools through professional development trainings. One section of the organization's website, titled Gender Transitions, gives guidance to teachers and school administrators who have students who are undergoing gender transition. The site repeatedly instructs teachers to obscure children's transitions from their parents. Another section reads, "School personnel should speak with the student first before discussing a student's gender nonconformity or transgender status with the student's parent or guardian." The section continues, "School personnel should discuss with the student how the school should refer to the student. For example, appropriate pronoun use, in written communication to the student's parent or guardian." The site also goes on to explain that some transgender and gender nonconforming students may hide or keep secret their gender identity at home before instructing school personnel to get permission from children before disclosing their gender nonconformity or transgender status to their parents. A testimonial on the organization's website reads, "As a Dakota non-binary person in a same-sex household raising two gender-fluid children, this gives me so much hope and faith in the work being done for today's youth. Last year, teachers gained 2 CTLE credits at an event titled Woke Kindergarten, Abolitionist Teaching in the Early Years. The training featured a presentation from Akia Gross, a far-left organizer who intends to turn young children into left-wing activists. In the session, Gross explored how abolitionist teaching manifests in early childhood through a comprehensive and interactive journey into their pedagogy." The description explained, "Participants can expect to leave with an introductory understanding of how to use Woke Kindergarten's resources as healing-centered engagement in practice and a more thorough understanding of abolitionist politic, the pursuit of liberation. Included among these resources are various demands rooted in the tenets of critical race theory. Gross has advocated for the eradication of America's borders, which he refers to as invisible man-made ideas that colonizers created. The same post instructs children to imagine a world where no one owns land. One post includes a video of young children protesting in a classroom with signs that read 'No Trump,' while another post reads 'Less teaching kids to push through and more teaching them to push back.'" The Brooklyn Public Library, Dave Edwards, and Woke Kindergarten did not immediately return a request for comment.